Joseph.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, Joseph. This is, my name is Danny. Calling on behalf of Financial Aid. How are you doing today, then?
I'm doing okay. Calling on behalf of Financial Aid.
Yes, sir. But the best part is that you don't need to going back to school or colleges. Just for the qualifying today, just for today, you need to show your interest a little bit about your further education, that you are very motivated towards your further education. That's it. And your job is done. Then you will receive a high amount. Okay? So then you will receive a high amount of grants money without paying anything, without any personal information. Okay? Okay, sir?
All right,
sir. So, sir, do you know the reason that why you have been selected to receive this money? Any idea about it?
No, I don't know what it
is. I am telling you, sir. The reason is that you always pay your bills and tax on time, and you are the one of good U.S. citizens. Moreover, for the last 2 years, you haven't received any types of financial help from the U.S. government, sir.
Right.
Is all correct, sir?
That's correct.
That is the reason, sir, you have been selected. Today is the final selection. After the end of this call, I will let you know that how much money you have been qualified for and how soon you are getting, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And the most important part is that, sir, we are not going to ask you any of your personal information. It contains like banking, whatever, but you don't have to disclose any of your personal information in front of us, okay?
Okay.
And the best part is that you can apply this money for any purpose, like housing, business, whatever you like. You can. There is no obligation how you are using it. Okay, sir? Okay. So, sir, the money is coming to you by in the form of check by a UPS guy. Okay? When my UPS guy will come to your home address, so what can I do? Now I'm going to... Confirmation code, okay? The confirmation code which I will going to provide you right now, when my UPS guy will be coming to send you the check, he will ask you the code, just for the checking that you are a right person or not, who is going to receive the check, okay? So just for the call.
So you say UPS, no?
Yeah, UPS guy, like a post office guy. When they will going to deliver the money to you, they will ask you this code, which I will going to provide you right now. If you tell them the code, then you will receive your money, okay? Without paying anything, okay, sir? Why I'm giving you the code, sir? Because they will just check that you are a right person or not who is going to receive this money. So that's the reason I will going to provide you the code, okay? Okay, sir?
Okay.
Sir, if you can write it down, just write it down, because it is most important code to you. So just write it down, the confirmation code, which I will going to provide you right now.
Okay.
Sir, are you ready with the pen and the paper? If you ready, then just tell me, I'm the line, and I'm waiting for your pen and paper.
What you say?
Sir, I'm ready with a pen and a paper, so I will going to provide you the confirmation code. Hello? Mr. Joseph?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So are you ready?
Yeah.
Alright, so write down the code. The code is 59.
59.
Yeah, 59.
Uh-huh.
42.
59, 42.
68. 594268 20. Okay.
594268 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a eight digits. It's a containing of eight digits. So can you please repeat that to me?
Eight digits. Yeah. 594268 20.
Yeah. Perfect. So then they will ask you the code. Just tell them the code, that this is the code, and they will give you the your check. Okay. Without any problem. Yeah. This code will ask you my UPS guy. Okay.
Oh, the UPS guy gonna ask him for the code.
Yeah, yeah. Just for the checking that you are the right person or not, you is going to receive this check. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So okay, sir. So the minimum qualification required for the money, the person who have a high school diploma or a GED, and I do believe that, sir, you have, right?
Yeah.
Which one you have, sir? It's a high school or a GED?
High school.
Perfect. What was the year, sir, you graduated your high school diploma? May I know?
Yeah,
1998. Okay. And can you please help me out with your date of birth? 1976. Yeah. And your high school will be in the year of 1998, right?
Yeah.
Perfect, sir. First of all, let me know you that you are perfectly eligible to receive this money, okay? Without any problem. So, as I told you that, you have to show your motivation towards education. Then your job is done, right?
Right.
Sir, you are going to receive a check, the mailing address, which I have, and I'm going to spell it out. If I am wrong, correct me, or you want to change, you can, okay?
Okay.
Your street mailing address is 619 Dunlake Street, right, sir?
I want to change 1291 course.
209?
1291.
1291.
Course. C L O.
Wait a minute, sir. 1219.
Course. 1291.
Yeah.
Course. C L O I.
O I
T L O I S T
T A O, right?
E R Foster.
Foster.
Foster. C L O I S T E R.
C as in cat, right?
Yeah.
C as in cat. Yeah, C as in cat. A as in alpha. Yeah. O as in.
No L. No L.
L. L for long,
L.
Right?
L. No L for llama.
Sorry, that's about it.
L for Lima. L. C-L.
C-A.
O for Oscar. C-L. C for Cat.
Yeah.
L for Lima.
L
for
Lima.
Oscar.
L for Lima, right?
Yeah, Lima, like L. L.
Yeah, L. L.
Right.
L. Yes.
C-L.
Yeah.
O.
Yeah.
Oscar. O for Oscar.
Yeah.
I.
Yeah.
I. S.
S.
T.
T.
Yeah, T for Titty. E for Echo.
E for Echo. R.
E for Echo. R.
Yeah.
R for Real. Cluster. C-L-O-I-S-T-E-R.
Yeah. Cluster. Cluster Street or Avenue. It's a street or Avenue.
You got a street already.
Yeah, it's a street. Okay. Perfect. And can you please help me out with your zip code?
27127.
27107, right?
127.
Oh, 127. I got it, sir. So can you please help me out with your date of birth?
11/21/76.
Sir, 11/20. Sir, can you please help me out with your email address?
November 21st, 1976.
Sir, email address. Email. Like a gmail.com, yahoo.com.
Oh, josephdobson1@gmail.com.
Joseph Dobson 1 at Gmail. Yeah, I got it. The bank number to reach you, sir, it's 3367696574. Correct, sir?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, sir, as I told you that you are going to receive your money, You live in Winston, Salmon, mm-hmm. North Carolina, right?
Yeah, Winston, Salmon.
Yeah. And the, okay,
the one for the town.
Yeah, Winston, Salmon, and North Carolina, right?
Right.
Perfect. So, sir, first of all, just grab a pen and a paper. So, I will show how my education will ask you the question. He will ask you the five simple qualifying questions. But no need to worry, sir, as my job is to make you qualified. So, you can easily qualify for your money without enrolling yourself, without any problem, okay? Just grab a pen and a paper and let me know, sir. I'm waiting for you.
Okay, I got you, sir.
Yeah, you got it. All right? So, sir, okay. So, the first question they will ask you that, are you a U.S. citizen or permanent resident?
Yeah, I'm permanent resident.
Yeah. Do you have a working computer with an internet access at your home?
Do I have what?
Do you have a working computer with internet access at your home?
Yeah.
Are you currently enrolled? Are you currently enrolled or talking to any school or colleges?
Am I what?
Are you currently enrolled or talking to any school or colleges at the moment, sir?
Am I enrolled in college?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what you say?
Sir, if they're gonna ask, but I wanted
to go back to Colorado Tech, though.
Oh,
but I got
great.
I owe some money.
Great.
I still owe some money, so I can't get back to school so I can pay my
yeah. Okay, sir.
That.
Okay, you want to go back to college?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, a great choice, sir. Perfect. So if they're going to ask you that, tell them no, because it's not an enrollment process. Or if you want to go back, so receive the school stream, okay?
Do what?
Sir, if they're going to ask you that, are you currently enrolled? So your answer should be a clear no, okay?
Right.
Okay, and the second question they will ask you that, what type of subject, like what are the favorite subject or program you like the most to study? Alright? So in this question, your qualifying answers should be, write down...
I was taking web.
Yeah, write down...
You said what subject will I take? Web security?
Sir, if they're going to ask you that, what type of subject, if they're going to ask you that, what are the subjects you like the most to study further? So in this question, your qualifying answer should be, write it down, the first one will be the business.
Business technology, web security.
Computer technology.
Yeah.
And healthcare, psychology.
Psychology.
Yeah, healthcare and psychology also.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And if they're going to ask you that, okay. Okay, perfect. And the second question they will ask you that, what type of degree are you looking for? Tell them I'm looking for my bachelor degree, okay?
Bachelor.
Yeah. And second question, if they're going to ask you that, what type of schools do you like? Like online school, campus school, or looking
online.
For both?
Online.
Sir, your answer should be a both. Like, I'm looking for my both, online as well as campus, both of them. Your answer should be both of them, okay?
Yeah.
Because the money is coming from the both sides. So, if they're going to ask you that, tell them both, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And if they're going to ask you that, is everything of your liking? So, how soon are you planning to apply to going back to school or colleges? So, sir, as I told you that, if you want to go back, tell them, yes, I am. But if you don't want, tell them, maybe 1 to 2 months. As you are not making any commitment to them, to tell just for the qualification, tell them maybe 1 to 2 months, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And remember, sir, you are going to speak with my education advisor, so they were those so smart and intelligent, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
They will try to trick you by asking you the 2 quality questions. And they will tell you that I need a genuine and honest answer. So in this question, mm-hmm. they will ask you that, in this call, did anyone offer you any type of grants, financial aid or money to you while speak to me or speak to any other agent? Sir, have I offered you anything?
Okay, what are you?
Sir, if they're going to ask you that in this call, did anyone offer you any type of grants, financial aid or money to you while speak to me or speak to any other agent? Sir, have I offered you anything?
Yeah, you offered me anything.
Sir, yes, I know that I have offered you financial aid. But just for the qualification, just for the motivation level, they will ask you that, did anyone offer you? So your answer should be a clear no. That no, no one has offered me, okay?
No, good.
Yeah. Okay, and if they're going to ask you that, in this call, did anyone help you or guide you any manner? Like, like how to, what to say, what not to say in the qualifying question and answers. So have I helped you, sir, by giving you the qualifying question?
Yes.
Perfect. As I know that I am helping you, but in this question, tell them no. Because if you tell them yes, they will think that you are taking my help to get this money easily,
well,
without any problem,
well,
without any reason. So it will be
well,
your responsibility, Dad. Remember, sir, you are going to speaking with my education advisor. So they were so smart and intelligent. They will make you disqualified, then you will easily lose your money, and the call got disconnected. Okay? So remember,
well,
remember, no to grants, no to money, only your further education. Okay?
Well,
it will be a great... Yeah. No to grants, no to coaching, only for the education. Just they will just check your motivation level, that how really you are motivated. Okay?
Okay, sir.
Only education.
Yeah, only education. It will be a humble request to you. So hold on a second, so let me connect this call. Okay?
Okay.
So, sir, do you have any question, any queries in your mind? What do you want to ask me? You can ask me now. Once the process is going to be over, you can ask me then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir. So, do you have any question?
No, not right now.
Perfect. So, once the process is going to be over, then you can ask me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir. So, remember, they will just find you the best schools for you. Just grab the school's name and say yes in concern. But remember, no to grants, no to money, okay?
No to grants?
But, yeah, no to grants, no to money.
Only
because,
education.
Yeah, but if you tell, why I'm telling you, sir, just because they were so intelligent, just like you, they will try to trick you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir, remember.
No to grants, only education.
Yeah, yeah. I apologize for that, but remember, I will make you a call back and I will inform you that how much money you have been qualified for and how soon you are getting, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So hold on a moment, sir. Let me connect this call to them.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Please hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, sir. Can I speak to Joseph?
Yeah, this is Joseph.
Yeah, hi, sir. This is Olivia, and I'm calling on behalf of... Sir, can you hear my voice?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So, sir, my name is Olivia, all right, and I'm calling on behalf of School Matching Services from U.S. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
So you recently made an inquiry on the web, looking to continue education, further your career, or even a change in profession. Is that all correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask you a few questions, but before I ask them, I'd like to inform you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. Is that all okay with you?
Okay.
So are you a United States citizen or a permanent resident? Which one? And are you enrolled in any school or taking any college classes at this point of time?
No, at this time, I'm trying to get back in there, I couldn't afford it.
Sir, what do you say?
I was going to Colorado, too.
So, I said that are you currently enrolled in any school or taking any classes, sir?
No, I'm not at this point.
Okay, all right. And what is the best phone number to reach out to you, sir?
769-6574-336-884.
And, sir, you're currently located at Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27127. Can I have a street address or a P.O. box? Either one would be fine, sir.
1291, Coastal.
It's 1291 after that, sir?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And what is your email address?
joseph.21@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, if you have to go back to the school, what programs or what subjects are you interested to study further?
Health, psychology, computer technology.
Wonderful.
A bachelor's, try to go for a bachelor's degree.
All right. And so what year did you complete your high school diploma or a GED?
Yeah, it was 98.
And what was the year said that you were born?
The year I went to
So what was the year, your birthday? The birthday, the month of the year you were born.
Oh, 1976, 11/21, 1976.
All right. Answer. All right. Answer. You are interested in business, healthcare, criminal justice, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have an affiliation with the United States Military Services?
No.
And do you have a computer with internet access at home?
Yeah.
All right. And what is your current employment status? Is it part-time, full-time, or not at this time?
Part-time.
So what I'm going to do is that, sir, I'm just going to get you right transfer to my senior education advisor. But before I do transfer your call to them, sir, I just need to read a quick disclaimer, and I need your genuine and honest answer from you, okay?
Okay.
So, sir, you know, we are quite aware of many of the call centers out there who are using dishonest and unethical practices to convince people to receive information on education. I can assure you that you absolutely will not receive anything that you might have been promised, like a gift card, free access to a job, financial aid, or a grants money. So I have to ask you, that did anyone in this call offer you or promise you anything, or are you expecting anything out of this call today? So did anyone promise you anything?
No.
So I said that did anyone in this call offer you or promise you anything, or are you expecting anything out of this call today? Hello? So can you hear me, sir? Hello? Yes, sir. Sir, I'm repeating myself, okay? Sir, we are aware many of the call centers out there who are using dishonest.
Hello.
Sir, can you hear me right now clearly?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sir, I'm repeating myself. I am sorry for the inconvenience. I'm just repeating myself. That we are aware many of the call centers out there who are using dishonest and unethical practices to convince people to receive information on education. Now, I can assure you that you absolutely will not receive anything that you might have been promised, like a gift card, free access to a job, financial aid, or a grant money. So I have to ask you that did anyone in this call offer you or promise you anything, or are you expecting anything out of this call today?
Okay.
Did anyone promise you anything, sir? Is it a yes or is it a no?
Did anyone promise me anything?
You have to be honest and you have to say your answer in either yes or either no, sir.
No, I know that. No.
And did anyone try to coach you on this call on how to respond to any of the questions that you have been asked? Were you coached in any way by anyone, sir?
No. No,
okay. So, sir, it is confirmed from your statement that no one has coached you over the phone and no one has promised you with any kind of grants money. Is that correct?
No, okay.
So, sir, with your consent only and with your permission only, can I transfer this call to the education advisor?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sir, please bear with me for a few seconds. I'm transferring the call. Here you go, and best of luck for a school search. Have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you so much.
You go.
This call may be recorded.
Hello, this is Jesse, a senior degree graduate advisor on a recorded line. I'll be the one checking to see if there are schools to get you free information on the day. Is this Joseph Dobson?
Yes. Yep.
Joseph, I see that you have an interest in business, criminal justice, and psychology. Is that correct, sir?
Correct.
And Joseph, are there any other programs that you may have an interest in addition to those programs today?
Maybe World Security.
Security?
All right.
Okay, no doubt. All right, now I see that you're looking to start school in the next 1 or 2 months. You're a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident, and you do have a computer with internet access in your home. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Correct.
All right, sir. What's your highest level of education, Joseph?
I got some college, but I didn't have the money to.
Okay, it's all right, man. I can't even hear you, Joseph. What was that? Joseph, are you being coached right now, Joseph? Is someone telling you what to say, Joseph? Because I didn't hear a single answer that you said. It sounded like you were completely muted. Were you muted? Is someone else coaching you?